Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio, it's time for the GNFCC 400 Insider. Connect, build, and grow with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, and welcome to the GNFCC 400 Insider, the monthly radio show and podcast presented by the Greater North Fulton Chamber. I'm Rebecca Anderson, Vice President of the Greater North Fulton Chamber, and I'm thrilled to extend a warm welcome to two outstanding female leaders in our community. Today, I will be talking to Kathy Swan, former Executive Director of the Drake House. Kathy has been instrumental in leading initiatives that provide critical support to single mothers and their children in our community. Her leadership and dedication have not only changed lives, but have also inspired many to act and to make a difference. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm happy to be here.
Also joining us in studio is Natalie DeLancey, Executive Director of the City Springs Theater. Natalie has played a pivotal role in enriching our community through the arts. Under her leadership, the theater has flourished, establishing itself as a beacon of cultural excellence and creativity that brings people together. Thanks for being here, Natalie.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Both women were recently honored at the GNFCC Business Women Organizing for Leadership and Development, aka the BOLD Awards. Kathy was recognized as the BOLD Businesswoman Legacy Recipient, while Natalie was the recipient of the BOLD Businesswoman Dedicated to Good Award. During our conversation, we will delve into their leadership journeys, discuss the obstacles they've overcome, and celebrate their achievements. We will also explore the role of leadership in driving social change and the importance of supporting women in leadership positions across all sectors. So, first, congratulations to you both. And to get the ball rolling, it would be great if you both can share a little bit about your background and what inspired you to get involved with your organizations. Kathy, let's start with you.
Okay. Actually, I've lived in the North Fulton area for over 40 years. I have two daughters. Actually, my family's very female-oriented, two daughters, two granddaughters. Part of my world has always been to give back. I was instructed by my parents. My mother had, and she's still living, a strong work ethic, but also sharing that we should give back. I've always been involved mostly with children's focus on Girl Scouting, PTA, National Charity League, a lot of girl-focused philanthropy. And once my daughters graduated from high school, I decided I would get to work. And so I joined North Fulton Charities as their first development director, put my finger in that nonprofit world, and I've never come back out. So I participated in a leadership North Fulton class actually through this chamber in 2004, so 20 years ago, and a lot's changed in 20 years. And we were able to form the Drake House, which serves homeless mothers and children, single one-income families. And that was in 2006. We opened up the Drake House, and we've since purchased 32 units of housing and have served over 600 moms and 1,200 children in those years.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
oh
thank
my
you.
Gosh, such great work. And Natalie, how about you?
So I started performing as a kid, but I was very influenced by my grandmother, who was very influential in the arts in Cobb County. Oh. And after I graduated high school, I decided I didn't want to be a performer, but wanted to stay involved in the arts. And I really felt passionate about serving a community in a different way. My first arts administration position was actually at the Woodruff Arts Center, where I started doing arts education programs, going out to schools, having teaching artists come into the schools. From there, I got involved in the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, or also known as the Schuller Awards, and then got a job at Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, actually directing the Schuller Awards, met Schuller Hensley, who is now our artistic director at City Springs Theater Company, and really loved bringing high-quality arts experiences to our youth. And so that is how my passion really ignited. And then I was asked to join City Springs Theater Company before it was even formed, and helped launch the organization from 2017. So I left Cobb Energy Center, helped to launch the organization, which has grown into a really large professional theater company. We actually consider ourselves a regional theater company, where we employ both Atlanta professionals, but also bring in talent from the Broadway community. Schuller, as I mentioned, is our artistic director, and we've now served over 174,000 patrons from all over, actually, the nation, primarily, of course, from Georgia and the North Fulton area. But we've also served over 135,000 students, which I think is just incredible to have those kids enjoying these performances and getting exposed to the arts at an early age. So that's who I am and how I got to be where I am.
That's great. I love this. I'm a theater kid at heart, and I shop and donate at the Drake House all the time. So
perfect.
I'm really excited to be here with both of you. Let's talk about what the Bold Recognition Award means to you. How did it feel when you heard that you were being recognized? Kathy?
First, I was very surprised because I've been retired for almost 5 years. However, I always jump at the chance to share the story and the mission of the Drake House. And so I readily accepted it, and I'm happy to have been recognized. It's a huge honor. Of course, my roots go way back in the chamber, as I mentioned, from 2004. So I felt like I was among friends, and I know the high honor that it meant. So it
Your
meant
husband
a lot.
Was so cute in the back.
Thank you.
Videotaping you. He was so proud.
Yes, I haven't watched it yet. I actually was very nervous, and I never usually am, and spoken in large crowds over the years, but I was pretty rusty. So
no,
I was very nervous, but it was a beautiful ceremony. I thought the keynote speaker did an amazing job sharing her position on diversity and equity and inclusion. So it was a high honor. Thank you.
Great. Natalie?
I agree. It was a very big honor. I was nominated actually by my staff, and I very much believe that doing good is not something that you do in a silo. Mm-hmm. You do it as a team. And the recognition to me was for City Springs Theater Company and promoting everything that we're doing in the community. And so, of course, I was honored to accept it, but just really grateful for the recognition overall.
We're honored to have recognized you both. And Kathy, as you've mentioned, the Chamber has been long proud of leadership North Fulton's founding of the Drake House, and you were part of the class. Mm-hmm. And I went through Leadership North Fulton only 2 or 3 years ago, and it's the first thing they say is Leadership North Fulton founded the Drake House as one of the class products. So it's a little bit of a shining star, and with good reason. It's an amazing program. You were a key figure in founding that. So as a female leader and as a founder of the Drake House, what challenges did you face in establishing the organization, especially one focused on supporting women?
Our biggest challenge, honestly, and it continues to be a challenge, is for this very wonderful community. Most people don't recognize the level of need that we have and continue to have. As working at North Fulton Charities, I could see what the caseworkers were doing. They'd give single moms with kids MARTA tokens and send them on their way on the bus, and then we never saw them again. And these are families that originate in our North Fulton community. So it was very important that we focus on exactly that. The class split up into 5 groups, and we did site visits throughout the Atlanta community, visiting homeless shelters, and every single one had told us that if a single mom comes in with boys 12 or over, those boys are taken away from their mother and put in men's shelters. And a lot of the men's shelters are exactly what you could picture 20 years ago. It was scary.
Sure.
And so we made the commitment that we were going to just put a stake in the ground and figure out how we could make this work. So challenging the community to understand that there's need is always a challenge. We had absolutely nothing, but we were very lucky to meet right people at the right time as far as getting some kind of early financial support. And we identified the apartment complex on Clara Drive that was getting ready to be torn down, honestly. And we convinced the owner to sell it to us. We met with the city, met with the mayor at the time, Jerry Wood, met with the city attorney, and they welcomed us with open arms. And their simple line was just don't call it a shelter. So we will never call the Drake House a shelter. Mm. It's a home full of programming, recreational, education, arts, sports. So we're very proud of the organization.
That's great. And it's been 20 years. It continues to grow. I know Nisha has taken over the helm there. What are some successes that you would call, if you could think over the past 20 years, anything that stands out to you as really big achievements?
Well, there have been many, of course. To identify the property was a big one. We've run 2 capital campaigns that the community and Atlanta community, philanthropic community, has supported. So we own 2 multi-use buildings that house the staff and the market, which we just did the grand opening with y'all on Friday, and 32 units of apartments. So there's been a lot of good in that regard. I think it's also very nice for us to have the opportunity to share volunteer opportunities with the community. The 32 units are sponsored by organizations, and it could be Rotary, it could be Faith, it could be, one of the early ones we did was a Girl Scout troop where the community supports the furnishing and upkeep of the units. We also have a lot of, as I said, Scouting, Rotarians, National Charity League, a lot of these organizations that support youth, they require volunteerism now. A lot of the private schools certainly do, and so we welcome everybody to come and get involved. You can actually see and touch and feel and meet the moms and kids.
That's great. So it's more than donating clothes.
100%.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yes. I love to hear that. And Natalie, you are also part of the founding of the theater company, which must have been quite a journey. Can you tell us about the mission of City Springs Theater Company and how it contributes to the cultural landscape of our region?
Sure. So we are dedicated to entertaining and educating really the Metro Atlanta community. That's our top priority. And I like to preface by saying we are not the venue. The venue was built and is operated by the city of Sandy Springs.
Right.
So we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization that utilizes the building and is in partnership with the city of Sandy Springs. So I'd like to clarify that because I know our names are very similar, but we work closely together. And really, we were formed because when the building was being built, residents wanted to know what was going to go in it.
Yeah.
So four residents actually formed us and said, we need our own musical theater company. Mm-hmm. And since then, I believe that we have really helped with cultivating the area surrounding the Performing Arts Center. The restaurants now say that they are turning their tables two and three times a night when we have shows. They're right. booking reservations starting at 5 p.m. and able to really contribute to the richness of the community. And the Performing Arts Center took the place of a shopping center.
Yeah,
a Target was there.
Yeah.
And so it has totally changed the landscape of Sandy Springs, in my opinion, and created this downtown experience where residents can go and enjoy a night out, a great restaurant. They park once, see a fabulous show that's Broadway quality, and get to really enjoy their city in a different way.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, through our education programs, we're partnering with the local schools. We've never turned a kid away because they were unable to pay for one of our programs, which I'm really proud of. And I believe that all of that is just bringing the community together in a different way. And I believe the arts bring communities together in a different way, just in general. Having to go into a theater, turn off your cell phone, which I know is hard to do today, and sit quiet for 3 hours and just enjoy this collective experience where it's live. You don't know what's going to happen. It's not Netflix. And so I just feel that we have strengthened the metro region by the work that we're bringing into the Performing Arts Center. So
for those who are from here, remember that Sandy Springs is just a young city
to begin with. Yes.
A lot of cities in North Fulton would be considered young. Milton,
absolutely.
Johns Creek among them. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see Sandy Springs establish their downtown area and put this anchor that there is nothing else like that above 285 in North Fulton.
And what an investment by the city. What a vision, what an investment. So we're grateful to be in a city that supports the arts in the way that they do.
Great, great. Can you talk a little bit about your involvement with the kids? Is this after school? Is it in partnership with schools? How does that work exactly?
So it's both. We have a two-prong approach to education. One is about access and exposure. So we do student matinees during the day. We actually, on the day of the Bold Awards, I had just done the curtain speech for Beauty and the Beast. We did a student matinee where we had 1,000 students in attendance watching the full-length production for ticket prices as low as $3 per student.
That's great.
So we have an exposure program. We've served almost 8,000 kids this year just in that program. We also do summer camps that are not audition-based. You can participate no matter what. But then we have a separate side for arts education, which is our conservatory training program. Mm-hmm. So for students that are maybe a little bit more advanced, they're ready for training in musical theater or actually in technical theater. We just launched a technical theater program to help students who are interested in the behind the scenes with set design, lighting design, stage management, all those different elements. So we're really committed to training the next generation if they want to do this. So it's really developing audiences for generations to come, but also being able to develop performers and technicians that hopefully we can hire one day back on our stage. And I'm proud to say we've already done that. So we have actually already hired, I believe it's now up to 6 of our students to either be performers on stage or behind the scenes in our technical theater program. So,
so great.
Really a very proud accomplishment of ours.
What a great way to grow your own talent and keep it here in North Fulton.
Exactly. That's the idea.
I'd love to hear from you both also about your thoughts on additional steps that can be taken to further amplify women's voices in our communities? What's needed here in North Fulton? What would you say to the women of North Fulton, no matter what business they may be in? What can we do to further women's presence here in North Fulton?
I think that all comes back to education. We have fantastic schools, public and private schools in the North Fulton area. And most of them, fortunately, I'm looking at these arts, the comments that you're making here, Natalie, the arts are very important. It's important to draw across, as we're talking about diversity of education also. It's important these children, especially girls, know their value, understand their worth. The sky's the limit, break the glass ceiling, all those cliche comments. I know my two daughters I raised to be very independent. I think it's important for girls to have the confidence and the know-how. So that's why I promote things like Girl Scouting, National Charity League, which is a mother-daughter event, and just the education within our system. The Drake House, we're constantly speaking to youth groups, emerging leaders. I was very involved with emerging leaders from the chamber here when it first started. There's so much opportunity here in our community, and I think it's just important to instruct the kids. Yeah. That comes from not only parents, but civic leaders, teachers, et cetera. Yeah. So we have a gold mine here in this community that can support. Yeah. And we serve Sandy Springs too, and it's an amazing community.
Yeah. It's really interesting, this concept of getting kids involved when they're young and teaching it as a regular part of life. Yes. I feel like it's really easy to grow up an adult in a way where you go to work and then you go home and you spend time with what's in front of you. And it's really easy to overlook things in your community like the needs that the Drake House presents.
When we're seeing a high level of volunteerism, I'm very encouraged with the youth mm-hmm. that are growing up in this community and the young adults, because they have been reared in with that mindset. They know giving back is important. It could look very different for everybody, but there's so many opportunities across the spectrum, not only serving families in need, which is what the Drake House does. We all mm-hmm. have a huge education component. We have a teen program, youth program. There are faith leaders that support the community in a wonderful way. And I just think it's important that we raise our children to give back.
Couldn't agree more.
I totally agree. It starts when they are young. And I am so impressed with this next generation. They are strong. They're opinionated. They want to learn. They're talented. And I think continuing for us to set the example for them as well and show them you got to show up. You got to ask the right questions. You got to be confident. That is a huge piece of it. And I love, of course, it always comes back to the arts for me, but in theater training, I love that it teaches that confidence. You got to get up. You got to sing a song in front of someone, do a dance by yourself, right. Do a monologue, the uncomfortable things that come with getting on stage. And so I believe that is, even if you don't want to go and be a performer in your life, you're learning those skill sets early on and you're getting public speaking experience. Yes. Because you're having to project and do all of those things. And so I believe that instills that confidence in the next generation, and particularly young girls who are not feeling the most confident at age 12, 13, 14. 20. It mm-hmm. just is a problem that mm-hmm. that women seem to have in the back of their mind. Sometimes they're not valued or whatever those negative thoughts may be. I think getting involved, I think putting yourself out there, we just have to continue to encourage the next generation to do those things.
Yeah.
And they are showing up, which is great.
That's great to hear, because the complaint that you hear a lot nowadays is that kids don't know how to talk to people face to face. They can text you,
right.
They can email you. But when it comes to having that face to face connection, it's just almost seems like it's a little bit of a lost art.
Yeah.
So to hear that it's strong and present in North Fulton is great.
Public speaking is so important for everybody. I can remember actually back to high school, because I had a drama teacher that always said, don't ever be afraid to speak. If you're asked to speak in front of a group, it's likely because you know way more about your subject or topics than your audience does. And so that confidence right. is so important. Prepare, but you can do it. Absolutely.
And this next generation has so much access, right? The internet is just right. at the fingertips. They see everything on social media. They know about things way before I did when mm-hmm. I was growing up. But I think they're really smart. Yes, certainly the texting is certainly a big part of their environment, but they are very smart. And I think given the right outlets, they really excel. They just have to be given that outlet.
Yeah. Yeah, and the right guidance. I love that we're seeing that here. Kathy,
yes.
Retirement. Tell me, Is it keeping you busy?
I had to laugh when Callie said, oh, is this what retirement looks like? I just can't stay away, I have to say. I'm still very involved at the Drake House. I chair the advocacy committee.
Okay.
Our biggest goal is to find next step housing for our graduates. As I said, we have 32 units, but once they graduate from the Drake Village, they sure. come out with all the budget information. They've worked to get their credit score up. The kids are well established, and then they have nowhere to go.
Right.
So that's a challenge. And I'm also very involved with the North Fulton Improvement Network, which is a think tank of primarily volunteer leadership here in the community that study the data and watching the trends. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned at the luncheon that we've lost 8,000 kids from Fulton County schools. And so now Fulton is looking at closing schools. And that's a very difficult statement for them to make in the world of economic development. So
right.
we need to educate and train the workforce, but we need them to be able to stay in the community. And no one really is talking about that.
Yeah.
All six cities have affordable housing in their plans, their comprehensive land use plans.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, nobody's really working on that.
Right.
Atlanta, yes, very much. And I commend Mayor Dickens for looking at that because it's critical to our workforce and public transportation too. Those are bad words for this community, but I think this community would benefit by having some workforce housing for those that want to work and stay in their community.
Yeah, it's definitely a sensitive topic. However, I think this is another great example of one of those silent killers that you don't really know if it's not sitting right in front of your eyes. And so to hear those numbers and that Fulton County is considering closing, hopefully that will spur business into action, because I think the private side has a lot to do with this economic development and can do a lot in terms of propping up a region. And so hopefully that will spur them into action. I hadn't heard those numbers before.
Yeah, public-private partnerships are the way to go. And there's certainly a way where elected officials can work with leadership in the community. The resources are there. It's just a matter of putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And I know we don't have a lot of free land.
Yeah.
I don't mean free, empty space.
Sure.
But there are lots of folks looking at creative ways to build over parking lots or convert office to residential and that type of thing. So.
Yeah.
We've got some good momentum going.
Good. I love to hear that.
Thank you.
Natalie, I've heard that Beauty and the Beast was quite a success last week and that you've announced the 2024 season. Tell us about the fun productions we can look forward to.
Yeah, so we just closed Beauty and the Beast on Sunday. The number of kids that came in costume as Belle and Chip
Aww.
And the Beast was just adorable. A huge production for us, many sold out shows. And actually, it was the first time since COVID that we had sold out the first weekend. So
right.
we, since COVID, have sold out the last weekend, but not the first. Very encouraging
sure.
folks coming back to the theater. So really glad about that. So next up, we have Legally Blonde in May.
I'm so excited for
we
it.
We are so excited. And then we are going to be the regional premiere of Jersey Boys this summer.
Yeah.
So we'll be running that show for 5 weeks. And then we just announced season 7, which will kick off with The Music Man in September. Mm-hmm. Will be another regional premiere of Frozen in December.
That's a big one.
It is a big one. And then we'll do Ragtime in March, and we'll close the season with Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Oh, that's awesome.
So really looking forward to all of those shows, and hopefully they appeal to everyone.
I'm a big Carole King fan.
I've seen Beautiful and Jersey Boys, and they're both fabulous.
Oh, they're wonderful.
They're two of the best jukebox
yeah.
musicals, really.
You like music, too.
Yes,
they're fabulous.
Absolutely.
I'll have to find my Elsa dress and bust yeah. it out for the Frozen. I know that we're running on time here, but I want to ask you both in just a short sentence, how can North Fulton community help your organization? What can they do?
You had mentioned, Rebecca, 3 Drake Closet stores. So we use the income from those retail thrift stores to support our programs, and our moms and kids can get, or moms especially, get interview clothes and that type mm-hmm. of thing. Easy. Spring cleaning time is now. So all these ladies listening, clean out your gently used clothing, shoes, handbags. Jewelry, we'll take it at any of the 3 stores. Of course, financial donations are also always appreciated. And gosh, just sign up to volunteer. Our stores especially need volunteers. Yeah, thank
Great.
You.
And how can our listeners find you on your website or social media?
The drakehouse.org is the website for everything for the Drake House, Drake
okay.
closets, Drake, everything, volunteer donations, etc. And if you're interested in getting involved in the bigger picture, improvenorthfulton.org.
Wonderful. Thanks, Thank Kathy. You. And Natalie, how about you? How can we help you and where can we find you?
Sure. So the biggest thing is buy a ticket. Come see a show. Come see what we're all about. Of course, we rely on sponsorships and donations as well in addition. So ticket sales only cover about 60% of our annual budget. The remaining is made up from donations. And of course, they're all tax deductible. And if you have a budding artist, send them to us. We would love to train them, work with them, share the information with your schools about student matinees. All of this can be found at citiespringstheater.com and on social media. We're always City Springs Theater Company or City Springs Theater.
Wonderful. We'll have to get out to see a show quite soon. I want to thank my guests, Kathy and Natalie, for joining me today. Both your leadership and the impactful contributions of your teams have significantly enriched our region, especially in nurturing the arts and further solidifying women's voices in the community. It's hard to envision North Fulton without the vital presence of both of your organizations. I also want to thank our listeners for joining us on the GNFCC 400 Insider presented by the Greater North Fulton Chamber. To listen to this show again or to hear any of our previous episodes, visit GNFCC400insider.com or any of your favorite podcast platforms. To find out more about the many programs, events, partnerships, and development opportunities at the Greater North Fulton Chamber, visit GNFC.com. Until next time, I'm Rebecca Anderson, and this has been the GNFCC 400 Insider on Business Radio X.